KF8 BFO. KF0SXJ monitoring.
UHF hub connected to VHF hub.
Keep it still there.
Great, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section here at the FCNet. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section here at PLCNet.
Delta Oscar November,
to D8, Alpha X-ray Bravo, no traffic, over. WDASB, got you there, Charlie. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section A at the CNET. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section of the BLC Max. This is QECO 8 Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP CNET.
This is KF0SXJ, just traveling through. Hope I could check into your net.
QECO 5 Chart 0, give us the suffix again.
Sierra X-ray Juliet.
Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Sierra X-ray Juliet, and are you mobile?
No, actually in Grand Blanc on a handheld right now. KF0FXJ.
Okay, roger that. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on our narrow frequency of 39 or 32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. The net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Roxcommon, Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-night group, I have the following stations listed. W8PVP, N8SBE, WD8TQZ, WA4MLB, KAJDD, KDA-PGW, KW5AS, KB8SWR, N8OBU, WB8AXB, KF0SXJ. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the night, please call now.
This is November 8th, November, Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima. Net control is very weak. Okay, I got WB8TKL. Can I get a relay on the other one?
Relay.
Go ahead, relay.
NOR with no traffic. This is KJBD.
Thank you, Jim. Would you be alternate one, please?
Will do. Back to you. KJBD.
All right, thank you. And would you place a general on that call?
Will do. This is KJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Any station that wishes to check into the Michigan ARPS CNET, please call now. This is KJBD.
Kilo Bravo 9, India, Alpha Romeo. No traffic.
K8DRN, this is KJBD. Did you copy the KB9 IAR station by intercept? After that, nothing heard. This is KJBD.
Thank you. All right, we'll go ahead and get started then. Let's see, a couple things going on this week. The big thing is Cobalt Magnet 25. It is a week-long exercise. It's got some functional and some full-scale components to it. Across the state, it actually involves Indiana, Ohio, and parts of Ontario in this exercise. ESF2 and OSCOM will be activating on Tuesday this week and concentrating on profits in there. So that'll keep us busy. Next Sunday is SEMA Region 5 OXCOM net. That starts just ahead of this one. It's at 4 o'clock Eastern. Starts at out on 60 meters channel 4, and then it will move from there to 40 meters from there to DSTAR and DMR. And if you have any or all of those modes, you are welcome to participate. Encourage you to join in and try it out. We get from all six states coming in, and sometimes even from outside the region as well. I'll give you a quick update. KBARHB is not able to be with us today, but he did want to pass along some updates out of District 5 in Calhoun County. I'm not quite sure what to make of this. It sounds like the Norwegians are attacking. They've got 300-person marches coming over Starcaster military base next Sunday, and that means that the Calhoun County SIRT team will actually get engaged. They are doing providing medical and water support. They'll also be providing some comm support for SIRT. They may be doing some interop work in there as well. And then coming up on Tuesday, District 5 has a Skywarn OXCOM and Aries meeting. I presume that's a district meeting. Let's see. We're going to go ahead to the roster now, and we'll start out with WATVP to be followed by NASPV. Mr. P, welcome to the net.
Thank you. This is Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa. From the IOSCO County EOC perspective, not a whole lot happening. We're finally getting things cleared out a little bit and can probably within the next few weeks anyway get up and running and start transmitting from the actual EOC location. Other than that, this is Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa, back to net control.
All right, Whiskey, Papa, Victor, Papa, well, thank you for joining the net this afternoon. Thanks for the update. Let's get on now to NASPV and then back up north to WBA, PQZ. Mr. David, how are things your way?
All right, KDZON, this is NASPV. And I'm having to listen to you through the Wisconsin SBR. ABC seems to be a little long today, but I can hear you. Wisconsin SBR. I won't be here for about the next 3 weeks because we'll be on the road, and I'll be a little bit farther, too far away to check in on 80 meters, I think, particularly during the day like this. We'll be going out to Idaho and back on the fifth wheel. So that's going to be an adventure all in itself. I will have radio with me, but I don't think that the 80 meters is going to give me the path that I need at that point. So that's your captain at NASBE.
All right, Gabriel, we'll have safe travels there, and who knows, there's a chance we'll go to 40 meters, depending on how 80 meters plays out here. But if that happens, we'll post a note out on the group.io. Let's see here. We'll see you back in a few weeks, I guess, when you get back. All right, let's go to WBA-PTZ to be followed by WA-4MLB. Mr. Mike, how are things up in Presqu'ile?
Well, before I get started, I have a quick question regarding the cobalt magnet exercise. Will the Oxcom activities, have any times or frequencies to announce, or will that be as it happens? Over.
We'll be active on our usual frequencies for in-state, and then we're also going to activate the Region 5 Oxcom frequencies at 60 meters and probably 40 meters as well. That'll be going on most of the day, probably out to about mid-afternoon. We'll have Windlink operating, so we'll be looking for messages through that. And we will be doing some shares activity also on voice, probably daytime 1 and daytime 2. That's daytime 1 and 2 north channels if you have shares voice.
Roger, thank you very much. I think I'll be in the chat good part of the day Tuesday. Hopefully I can pick up some of that. Anyway, news up here. I got an interesting question addressed to me the other night. It was from my son-in-law in Tennessee. The general scenario is that an amateur on HF in one state receives distress traffic from an amateur in another state. How do you get local assistance back to the guy that's having the problem? And I told him, and I think this is the correct answer, but I see that I really need to verify that. Call your local 911, tell them everything you can, and it would be very helpful if you have the county that the guy is located in. And if not, I suppose you could check a road atlas for that info. But I presume that the various 911 operations have references where they can get through to other states. But I don't know if there's any kind of formal protocol in place for that. So like I said, I think that's generally speaking the correct answer. But I guess I'll have to talk to my emergency manager and probably the local 911 director to verify that. As for other local activities that are going on here, to report, MaxNet, MITN are still functioning. Still using 40 meters from MaxNet in the morning, operating at 11 o'clock Eastern. Propagation is set up and down, most will be pretty decent. Of course, might have previously reported traffic and certainly participation is down a little bit. But you know, as long as there's amateurs getting new licenses or upgrades in your area, there's liable to be traffic coming in because there are several stations that send out these congratulatory and welcoming messages. So I would encourage anybody that's not checking into one of those nets to do so occasionally, because you never know. And I see my wife is trying to reach me on the phone, so I guess I'll clear with you for now and back to that.
All right, Mike, thank you for checking in there for the update. Yeah, quick answer to your question is 911 is the right answer. I had a situation where I was on a FaceTime with my mother once. She was in Livonia at the time, and I watched her fall out of her chair and, on camera. And I immediately picked up my phone, and I called 911, and I, of course, hung up because I realized, well, I can't do anything. But she sat up. Well, the 911 people called me back. She was fine, but in the course of discussing it with them, you can confirm what was happening. They wanted to know she was okay and all that. They said, yeah, that absolutely, you can tell them where the other individual is located, they can make the contact as necessary. So that was the right call. All right, Hi, we got next to WA4, MLD, followed by KAJDD. Mr. Ray, what's happening your way in Macomb County?
Yeah, good afternoon all. Whiskey Alpha 4, Michael Lima Delta. Ray here in the bottom of Macomb County. I'm not in Detroit, but I can see it from here. And just want to say hi. Winter is coming back again as we speak. And so, but I want to keep this county on the air. Not a lot of HF activity from right around me here. So we'll keep you active and on the list here anyway. And I just want to, as a heads up to everybody, keep observant of what's coming out of Washington these days. You just never know with things in such a state of flux as far as what's going on regulatory-wise. And you keep your eyes open and your heads up, and we'll all have a great time. And hearing everybody reasonably well today, we're good so far. That's all there is from here. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, Ray in Macomb County. 7-3 all.
Okay, Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, QRQ Delta, Oscar November, Michigan Section 8 at BRC9. Yes, well, thank you for checking in and for keeping an eye on Detroit for us there. All right, next we go to Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, to be followed by Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Golf Whiskey. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washington?
Hi, Max. KAGON and the net. This is KJBD. The name is Jim, ECRO for Washtenaw County. Well, I had the first face-to-face meeting with myself and the AECs, which includes the three new ones. Neither of the three new ones ran screaming, so I assume we're okay there. We have sort of a plan figured out for where we're going to go and what we're up to for the upcoming few months here to sort of see what's going on. I'm going to get them wired into the DTX NWS Chat 2.0 and start putting them to use as sort of NWS Chat Micon operators during SkywarnNet, so that way we'll have one NCS and one doing Micon NWS Chat, and that seems to be a good way to get things going. So that's my job for tomorrow, to sort of get that squared away. Had a nice meeting with A8RK, who's the PIC for the state. He sort of debriefed me about what happened at Interop and all that good stuff. Looks like you guys had a great time there. That was very interesting. We had a Skywarn class for the county on Saturday. Very appropriate because it was very breezy, and we had a few thunderstorms roll through on Saturday. Wasn't too bad here, a few downed trees, but has been worse, has been better, so that's okay. Wasn't too bad, actually. And on Tuesday, myself and KBAY will activate the amateur radio portion of the Washtenaw County EOC in support of Cobalt Magnet. We'll wander down about 7:30 and finish up about 5 o'clock, and looking forward to participating in that. Other than that, things are just sort of burbling along down here, I guess. Nobody's after me with a fire axe, so I'm assuming that's okay. Anyway, back to you. This is KAJDD.
All right, KAJDD, KEAQM, Michigan Section, PRCNet. Well, thank you for that update there. We'll look forward maybe to hearing you on Thursday as we get into the station there as well and start working. It should be an interesting exercise. We go next to KPA-PGW to be followed by KW5AS. Mr. John, what's happening down the road here?
Okay, well, good morning, or good afternoon, everybody on the net. Yeah, it's another nice cold day. It was nice to have almost 70 degrees yesterday, but so from getting the antenna work done, I was willing to put up a dual-band vertical for my VHF, UHF. It's just too cold out there, too cold and wet, so I'm going to have to wait until another week, perhaps. Starting to think about field day, starting to get it, starting to itch underneath my skin a little bit. Don't know what the plan yet, but need to talk to some of the local people here. That's all. KBAPGW, tuned up. Have a good afternoon.
All right, John, yeah, thank you for checking in this afternoon. The KDATGW, KDATUN. The weather, certainly Michigan weather, isn't it? Go from windy and warm yesterday. I had a few small branches down and around the yard, but nothing significant at all. And then today I saw snowflakes falling, so what more could we ask for? All right, we're going to go way up north. I'm going to see if you'll hear me as KW5AS, and then we're going to take a standby. So KW5AS, KEATUN, you're up for comments?
This is KW5AS. I'm located in Menominee, Michigan, in Menominee County, which is about 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And bad conditions are poor today. Most people are very, very weak right at noise level. So I'm catching about 75% of what's being said. But I think it's just the time of the year it is. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm just so far west that propagation is poor. I'll say 73 to the group, and glad to be at the meeting, but sorry, I really have difficulty hearing everyone. KW5AS.
All right, KW5AS, KEADON, Michigan Section AFPRC map. I did have you lightly readable at, down this way, so it's one-way propagation today. We'll probably be moving to 40 meters pretty soon. I don't know if 80 meters is going to hold out much longer for this time of year. But anyway, thanks for checking in, as always. We're going to take a standby here and see if there's anybody else who'd like to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call. Are there any relays? All right, hearing them, we'll pick it up again. We've got KB8SWR to be followed by M8OBU. Mr. Jeff, what's happening with you?
Everybody on the net, not a whole lot. Was doing some stuff outside. Boy, it was sure nice to have that weather yesterday. Enjoyed that, got some stuff done outside. Tried to do some stuff today. I was going to roll along, and then it started snowing. I was like, I'm not doing this today. Other than that, always radio projects going on. Got UHF analog repeater and James Township fixed, so that's part of that. Probably hear Ron on that later on. And, just always something going on. Back to you, Max. KBSWR. It's good to see you at Interop last week. KBSWR.
Thanks, Jeff. It was good to see you and everybody else as well at Interop last week. KDATUN, KEAPON, Michigan Section AFPRC Net. Well, I hope the weather comes back up again soon so that you'll be able to get back out there and do all the new stuff that you guys are doing. All right, we go to N8OBU to be followed by WD8AXD. Mr. Mike, thank you for riding along here and providing the remotes. How are things your way?
Things are fine. My internet's in and out. My electricity stayed on. Didn't need to fire up the backup generator, or should I say, the backup generator did not need to fire up last night, so that was a good thing. I definitely, like everybody else, enjoyed the warm weather last week. Can't wait till we get back to that. I was able to get outside and do some stuff. But thank you for being net control, and I'll go back into being monitoring, and I'll be here if I'm needed. I'm going to go mobile, but I'll still be here. And it'll be you.
And it'll be you, KEATON. Well, thank you, as always, for the help that you provide here. We do appreciate it. All right, we go to WDASB to be followed by KF0SXJ. Charlie, what's happening your way?
Yeah, good afternoon, Max. This is WD8AXB. So as you said, Charlie here in southwest Michigan, in the county of Kalamazoo, in the little town of Vicksburg. Your signal came up, so you were pretty low in the weeds and mushy around 10 to 5, but your signal is really up now. So maybe, you know, maybe next week it's still too early to switch to 40 meters. So your signal is good and strong. WB8TKL signal is nice and strong, and KW5 AS had a really nice signal down here from Menominee. So propagation is, shall we say, Michigan strange. Coming up this week for amateur radio, I know on Wednesday I'll be busy. At 10 o'clock in the morning, I'll be part of a Zoom EOC meeting with the Joseph County, Michigan Emergency Manager. And it'll be one of the last official things she does, because at the end of the month, she'll be taking a different county job, and then there'll be a replacement coming in. She hasn't identified that person, but she said she would let that person know about amateur radio being available for assistance in the county. So that's 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning, and then at 1 o'clock, of course, we've got the statewide tornado drill. I guess that's the time where counties can set off their sirens in the middle of the week without people panicking. We'll see how that works. The sirens at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're going to have a call-up on St. Joseph County on their Skywarn primary and Skywarn secondary frequencies, just to say that we ran the test. And then the St. Joseph, Michigan Amateur Radio Club will have a meeting on Wednesday night at a local restaurant. So Wednesday will be a busy ham radio day. And it would have been Friday this week. Friday, had another day with a friend of mine working on some antique military surplus radios and modifying an MFJ long wire antenna tuner to actually have screw-on antenna posts and not just have SO239s. So got that modification done on that tuner, putting in an antenna and a ground wire post. So that's been the ham radio activities, and glad that Brett sent you a little message about things coming up here also in District 5. So, Max, back to you. KEADON from WD8AXB. Over.
All right, WD8AXB, KEADON, Michigan Section ARPLC. Well, thank you for all of that reporting. The signal does seem to have come up for everybody over the last half hour, or over the last, since the start of the night, I should say. We'll hang on to 80 meters for as long as we can. We'll either shift the net or shift it over to the pilot of that, that is, or else we'll change frequencies and move to the point.
Okay, let's go to 205-0 Sierra Tree Juliet, to be followed by WD8 KL. KL0 SXJ, welcome to the next.
Yeah, good afternoon. KF0 SXJ, Ed from Mansfield, Missouri, traveling for work up here in Grand Blanc, tuned in to the 380 repeater in Flint. Threw a little Slim Jim up in the window of my hotel and heard you call in for check-in, so thought I'd check in really quick. That's about all I have, so I appreciate you letting me check in. KF0SXJ, back to you, net control.
KF0SXJ, I appreciate you checking in. I was looking at the map here to see where you're located. Yeah, so you're down in South Junction, which is the southern part of the state, and well away from St. Louis, which is where I used to travel for work every once in a while. Glad you could be with us this afternoon. I hope you have safe travels here in Michigan and back home again, and thanks again for joining us. All right, we'll take it here. Now we go to WB8TKL to be followed by N8NOR. Jay, your signal was like earlier. Let's see how you sound right now. How's it going?
That's about all I have. Back to that control. KE8DON, KB9IAR.
Okay, KB9IAR, KE8DON. Well, thank you for checking in as always. I do appreciate it. And sounds like we're the Norwegians are going to be in a week or so, I guess it is. So, anyway, I do appreciate you checking in tonight. We are at the bottom of the roster, and so I will take a pause here and see if there's anybody else would like to check in to the Michigan Section Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. If so, please call now. Under any relays. Go ahead and we'll close this session of the net. We had 15 check-ins today. We're in grand time of 32 minutes. I hope you all stay warm or cool and dry and safe and healthy, whichever way the weather directs you heads in the direction this week. Well, do take care of yourself. We'll look forward to talking with you again next week. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, closing this session of Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning this frequency to normal amateur use. This is KEADON, closing station.
Everybody have a wonderful week. Any OBU mobile clearing the remote.
Thanks, Mike. Stay with us, Tavir.
If that antenna showed up yet?
Was that about the antenna? I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Did you check and see if it showed up yet?
No, I can do that when I get to work though, and I'll text and let you know.
All right. Yeah, it would be nice to have a good, solid signal, both from here and there, and I think I can doctor that other antenna back to health, and it'll be safe from your underbridge excursions if we just set something up using that outside the house here. I'm losing ya. Hold on, let me dig my phone out and give you a call. KB8OOE.
Did you order
that pair of radios that they had for like $32 for the pair?
I don't remember what the radios were.
They're a Quanjing radio.
No, I never ordered them.
Yeah, I dropped $112 on a dozen of the converter boards for them and memory chips, and I got to set up a piece of solder station so I can tear them down and put them together with the new components. But they do AM and single sideband, and then they end up covering quite a lot more spectrum, but I wouldn't trust it on the low bands unless you had something that would squeeze that signal down precise, like a mag loop antenna or something, and I'd still want to see it on a spectrum scope.
No, I'll have to look into it.
I can send you some links. I found some Chinese clones that are, I don't remember the name of them, but they're the identical rig. Had a different name on them. The Quanxing's Chinese anyways, but these had a different name, and they were dumping them as fast as they could, and I picked up 7 of them, I think, and then my buddy Gary got 2, and Emmert got 2. No, Gary got 3, and Emmert got 2.
I may have to look at it.
Yeah, like a major deal, major price breakthrough. I have to see them yet on something that can show me the spectrum and see where they drop in, because I'm not going to trust them taking them on the air, even if they are low powered, unless I can make sure they're clean enough to, and these aren't all that clean anyways. Any of these Chinese radio aren't perfect, but it's got to be close, you know?
Yeah. Probably, yes. I mean, they're not bad radio.
And then, you know, the spurs on them are pretty far down. You can clean them up a little bit, but you really got to get out your golden screwdriver and see what they're doing with the spectrum analyzer and attenuate them down to the analyzer and then see what they're doing. But these will do, and you can modulate a CW carrier, and that should be pretty tight. But they go down below 40, and there is no filtration outside of 2 and 440. And a couple of these radios that I've got do 220 as well, but they're just FM. But just do all modes all the way down. But, you know, there's no filtration outside of 2 meter 440. And I don't know, you know, these radios don't have a great filtration anyways.
Yeah, something, no, I didn't get a chance. I actually forgot about it, to be honest with you. No, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Yeah, I'm almost healed up enough to start hustling again. And, trees are budding, so sap's running. I think the sap run might be already over with, but I tell you, yeah, people had a hard time keeping their bees alive this winter.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird winter. I mean, we didn't have a huge, we had some cold stretches and some snow, but it just was, Thursday, Friday morning, or was it just Saturday morning? No, I forget. It was yesterday morning, wasn't it, when we had that hail? Yeah, it was yesterday morning. I think it was about 5 o'clock in the morning or something. We had some hail blow through here.
Yeah, my HF rig's plugged in still at home. Huey would have never been able to figure it out, so I just let it go. I've got 6 more HF rigs, so I should be all right, you know, if I lose one. But if I lose that one, I'm going to be pretty depressed, because that's a nice little radio. And Ilinco is not in the business of making any HF radios anymore, as far as I can see.
I don't own anything at HF yet. I just got, I think I'm up to a total of 4 HTs, I think, because I got this TID radio, I've got the Baofeng, I've got my Yaesu still, and I still did a Lycom 32AD, and I got a Yaesu FT2500 mobile rig still, 2-meter rig.
Never did find that amplifier that's a dual bander, did you? TV8 always.
Nope, I never found it. I'm kind of questioning whether my kid and or his wife / at that time girlfriend pawned it, 88NUZ.
Yeah, if it was something out of the way and hidden, you know, if he was stealing your stuff and you caught him or had a good idea he was stealing it, then I would say that'd be a good one because, you know, he doesn't know what it is. It's a CV amplifier and... You know, it doesn't matter. You take it to a pawn shop, they're going to look at it and figure out what it is. They're going to sell what they're going to give them for, period.
Yeah, I talked to my younger boy, or text with him a few times here and there, and I was like, told him I was surprised they didn't pawn, you know, a bunch of my stuff that was here. And his response was, yeah, we had to keep a pretty good eye, I had to keep a pretty good eye on it for you, Dad.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many HTs I've got. I've got 7 HF rigs and then 7 of these things and then probably 6 UV5Rs. And I got that TID thing that's supposed to be able to do GMRS and everything else, but I don't know how they can pack that filtration in there, so I think that's stepping on the no baloney zone on that rig because... it's supposedly legit for GMRS, and I've used it, and you have to flat turn it on, turn it off, and set it for that, but how can they, you know, I just don't see how they could make the filtration and clean it up enough, but I don't know. I mean, unless I see it on a scope, I have no idea, so I quit playing with it on the local GMRS repeater system.
Yeah, I got this radio, this is a TID radio HD I'm talking on. I opened it up to do the GMRS, but I can't hit that without, you know, any kind of external antenna or nothing. I haven't tried it, but with just the HT, rubber duck, I can't seem to hit that repeater from here.
You know, I've got a beam, a pretty long beam that was for TV, but it's got a 75 ohm feed. I think I may try to feed that with a set it up for 50 ohms and see if I can get that close. I check it before I tear it down first, see if I can get it close to GMRS. I think it was 463 or something was the center frequency when I was playing with it before. But I don't know. I should look at it because that thing's got to be 6 feet tall, and I think it's got 11, 12 elements on it. Now, that thing on with a bird feeder would be quite the. I mean, get away with it where you're at because they're not going to give you a hard time for a bird feeder, right?
No.
Yeah. So 5 watts into that thing. Would probably knock the fuzz off the birds, actually.
Yeah, the only thing I got here right now is I got a ladder line J-pole that I bought off of on a website one time years ago. That's for 2-meter board 440.
Yeah, there's no gain on 440 with those. You get a little bit, 3 dB or something on 2. But they work on 440, but I always take the analyzer out and sweep both bands and see where they fall. That way I know where not to go.
Yeah, other than that, all I got is that old realistic Radio Shack 5/8 wave mag mount that I've had forever for 2 meters.
I've still got 2 of those.
It's a good antenna. I just, I want to eventually get set up in the car for 2-meter and 440, not just a straight up 2-meter radio.
I just set Diane's car up with a, it's a clone of a Diamond SG7900, and there's an 8-foot-tall railroad trestle here. The train's still used, and she goes about 35 miles. It's about 10 over the speed limit here in town through that thing, and I drove up the hill here in Vassar to try to use the simplex to Davison to see if I could fire up somebody I know down there. And I hadn't even really checked it real good yet. And she went out there, and I had only tried it out once, so I had about 5 minutes on the thing, maybe. She goes out for 30 seconds and whips down through there and blasts that thing. It's got a 3-magnet antenna mount. She hit that thing going about 35 mile an hour, snapped it right off. I was madder than a wet chicken.
I would have been, too. Oh, man. I remember driving through, I forget where I was, downtown Flint or something, with the, it didn't break, but I had that 5/8 wave on one of the vehicles I had going in one of them parking garages, and every beam across there, dong, dong, dong.
Yeah, I told her, see, you pull up on it, and then if there's spring-loaded in the bottom, you pull up on it, and there's like a hinge mechanism, you fold it over. Yeah, I used to, every time we went over to, the hospital over in Grand Rapids for Nicholas, I'd go in that thing and go up a couple levels and it'd be doing the same thing. And but this don't do that. That antenna is pretty rigid because there's like 3 traps in it. And it's a Diamond clone is what it is. The Diamond one, the Japanese Diamond one, or wherever they make those, that's a $150 antenna. We were getting these for $25. I just got to check and make sure it's tunable or in tune or whatever, and then I just used a 3-magnet base for it because we had one antenna blow right off a vehicle flying down I-75 this summer. KB-80OE.
Huh, yeah, that'd be something to look back into your mirror, at your rear antenna flying behind you. KB-8NUZ.
It was dragging alongside the Jeep. The tip of it was dragging the concrete.
Oh, no.
I checked the stand away when we got back, and it was fine. It was funny, though. I laughed. It was an old Lakeview antenna. The company no longer exists. It's a dual band there, 2-meter, 440. And, it's been a nice antenna. I've had it a long, long time, and I really like the antenna, but it's been beat up.
I'm kind of surprised that was still SWR was still okay on it. You'd have thought it had ground a little off the end of that sucker.
And it don't take much at these frequencies either. You nibble just a tiny little sliver off the end of it. It moves it up the band pretty good. Yeah, now that you don't have a house full of leeches, we should pick up a couple of side-by-sides or some dirt bikes and go up north and hit the trail for a while and quad runners or something.
Yeah, I don't even have any place to store anything right now. I got to get a shed here.
Figure to let's do 8x12, 10x12.
Yeah, probably. I gotta get with management and see what the exact requirements are. I don't think they require concrete or anything here. I don't think they even want you to use concrete. I think they want to just have a wood floor and have it sitting on the ground.
Yeah, just lay out some patio stones underneath of it and maybe put a little bit of metal skirt around it. Keep the critters from digging under there, and then it hold up pretty good. You probably just do them on the perimeter of it and then just do 1 foot on center like those sheds I used to build and deliver to people.
Yeah, it's something I definitely need here. I don't have these modulars don't have a huge amount of indoor storage. I mean, we got right now, we got the extra bedroom we're using for storage.
Yeah, I'd probably... what's the footprint? Yeah, they should tell you. And if they don't tell you, you can't go two stories tall. I hate to tell you what I'd do.
Go up with it, yeah. Actually, I was told when I first bought this place that there's enough room on the end of my house to build an attached one-car garage.
Yeah, they'll tell you whatever to get you in. And then they always change the game.
Well, yeah, that sales lady ain't even here anymore, and actually it's under new ownership again. It was originally owned by the Gibran family. They sold it to a company called Four Reef Properties, which is with some investors out of Chicago. And then they just, within the last couple of years, sold it to a company called Sun Communities.
Ooh, that's right. You're in Geneseeville.
Yeah, actually, there's still several businesses around here that Michael Gibran owns. Tom Gibran's son, Tom, I think, has been passed away for a while now. But, yeah, the family's still around and still in business.
Yeah, his brother was murdered. And I used to box with Tom's nephews over at Davidson Boxing. Hey, I'm gonna cut you loose. We're tying up an awful lot of repeaters, Dan. Good to hear you on the radio. I've been monitoring this thing just about 24/7, and I'm gonna break into these radios, and I'm gonna do one test run first, then I'm gonna take an SDR receiver and attenuate, see what the signals look like, and I'll let you know if they do a clean single sideband or if it's real dirty. Because I'll be able to tell on that. I attenuate things down. I'll be able to look at the spread on the signal width and, you know, how much bandwidth it's eating up.
All right, yeah. Let me know how it goes. I guess I'll talk at you later. 7388-MUG.
Yeah, the deal on the Quanjing clones is over. It was like two of them for $32.50 or something. It was 16 and a quarter a piece, and then they got taxed because no matter what, you're gonna pay Uncle Scam now. No matter if it's eBay or Amazon or there's no way of dealing with that. I got you. So 73 KB80 even.